So this is completely a dark room, like the one-way mirror we see on shows like CSI or something like that, right?
Yeah, you can't see us, you can't hear us.
Okay. So we'll hear the API confessions in just a minute, huh?
And he's just reading the background for Task 2 right now.
Okay.
Oh, this is the stuff on LCS. There's
yes.
A fair bit. Right.
Event sync activity, invoke method activity, and parameter bindings.
Did he start task 2 in the previous session?
Yeah, that WinWF usability folder on your desktop.
That's the one there, and then my Kristen, and then task 2.
That's right.
And
if you need to, since you did write quite a bit of code for task 1 and 1A, which is under your task 1 folder, feel free to open that up at any time if you want to copy and paste some of the code that you've already written into there. That's totally fine.
Sure.
So why don't you go ahead and read task 2 out loud for me, and then just let me know, make sure that you understand. Not that part, but the second
just
page there.
This
yeah.
The second page. This
yeah.
task requires you to set up the workflow to receive the name of the loan from the host, modify it, and output it to the console. Currently, the host sends the name of the loan to the workflow. And the step in this task requires you to receive the name of the loan from the host and output it to the console. The name of the loan submitted is. Next, within the workflow, modify the name of the loan string to include from the workflow. Then send the name back to the host as part of the approval notification output to the console. The loan has been approved. The new name of the loan is ... Okay, so to look at what's given to me here in this task, there is a communications interface that was set up, mentioned previously. I'm going to kind of scour through it and take a look at it, get an overview of what that is.
So are we on right now? Can you hear us?
There's that data exchange service that is in this kind of little write-up. That's an interface called iLoan Service. There's a loan approved.
So in this example, we actually give him a little bit of code to start off with?
Yes.
Okay.
So what we want him to do in this specific task is focus on understanding the communications infrastructure that we've provided, but write the workflow that maps to it. And the one following, we have him actually extend the communications infrastructure to validate that he understands all the moving parts of how it all works.
Okay. So just kind of give him a jump start here to get him initially started. So is this the local services communication model workflow?
Yep. So this is a pretty straightforward example. Hopefully it exposes an event that can
be... You hope, huh?
We'll find out in a second.
Base with the instance ID.
Sorry, I just want to see what
this guy is requiring. Then pass in the loan name.
So for example, you can tell already that he knew that if he calls base and passes the instance ID, that it's required by workflow message event args, right?
Okay.
So as you can see, both people didn't understand what that means, right? Should we be exposing it that way or not?
So now we have loan ID, set get. All right, so there's communications. Let's take a look at the program. This is what we had in part one, where we're again, we're doing the new service, giving the workflow, we're adding the service that we created, the loan service, which is iLoan service. And let's see here, loan service, okay. Where loan service is declared, unless it's coming from somewhere. Not sure where loan service is coming from, but I'll figure that out.
See, for example, so like in our samples, we follow this format as well, right? So it's interesting just to say, okay, well, first I can understand where the loan service was defined, even though it's further down the file. So that's something we can go and take back and maybe factor into a different file.
Okay.
Or we can think about actually exposing it in a different way. Right, so if you look at the bottom there, you can see class loan service implements iLoan service, but he hasn't seen that. It's further down in the program.
Okay.
Wait,
and so there's a lot of characteristics that might apply in this scenario, right? So maybe someone is just used to typically working with, you know, single file per class type scenario. You know, some of the other samples show. So you basically just refactor some of the samples and some of the examples to show that.
Okay. We found that a lot of people got hung up on this fact. We refactor. We would read the way we did the samples.
Okay.
There's a loan approved. The string ID.
So the potential impact is not necessarily API changes all the time or object model changes for the technology, but they could even be just things like the documentation, the samples, just making it that much easier for somebody to get started.
Cool. API is like the kind of core thing that we're focusing on, but there's other peripheral things that
okay.
get impacted.
Very cool.
Experience level is C#. Okay, submit loan to workflow. That's the member function that we created and we called above. Which then we go, okay, create a new loan in the event args, pass in the instance ID and the name of the loan, submit loan, which, submit loan is a event call with the event. Basically, I'm calling the event from within the workflow, within the program. This should be the workflow for the submit loan. All right, now I'm going to go take a look at the workflow. See this?
Not a lot there.
Which is very simple. It's a sequential workflow, which we keep for simplicity. Workflow 1 just gives me an ID. Okay, so there's that. Let's do a quick compile, build the solution. It was succeeded. I'm gonna do my normal thing where I just gonna have my hand step through it, see what it does. Real quickly.
So Nancy, I hear you typing away. Are you kind of taking notes of all the verbal discussions?
Oh, okay. What he's doing, what he's thinking, where he's going. Sometimes I write the code that he types, trying to get it all.
Here I'm setting up the event.
Are the participants then always this vocal? Or do you sometimes have to kind of pry them
sometimes
to get a little
definitely
bit?
Sometimes you have to pry them and say, what is it that you're thinking? What are you trying to do? Remember to think out loud. But actually, he's quite good.
Okay, very cool.
It goes through. Now I should go into this guy, right? Create a new loan arguments. Submit the loan. And the workflow is essentially saying it's completed. And for whatever reason, I get a thing because the object reference is not set to.
This is expected.
There is. Yeah. So he hasn't actually. So we submitted the event into the workflow, but there's nothing the workflow actually listening for it at this point.
Okay.
Right. So his task is to go define that step in the workflow.
Basically, you go into add in an event sync activity. Is that how you do it? So you guys ever just want to jump in sometimes and say, no, do it this way, or here, just write this one line of code.
Nancy tries to limit the hints that we give to the
okay.
participants.
That's why this room is soundproof. The white glasses are pretty thick. It's like, oh, I can get through it.
Okay. And that's why she controls the mic, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they want to give them hints a lot.
Yeah.
But when they're struggling, that's when we really find, you know, what it is that they're struggling about. They vocalize it. We figure out, you know, what is it that's tripping them up.
So before somebody gets up and just says, oh, okay, I'm leaving, I'm tired of this, you'll actually provide them a pointer. Oh, okay. Okay.
Just before that.
Not any sooner.
Sometimes the hints are like, you know, look at the samples, you know, you need to check the other, you know, the other project that you created last time. Okay. So
right.
It's not like really direct kind.
Now he's looking through his little overview document that we gave him,
a
list of activities.
Okay. Kind of a little cheat sheet, if you will.
Yeah.
Is that something that's also in the documentation, or should be in the documentation? Yeah.
This document is something that's maybe
it's the minimum that we think people need to know before it's reasonable to ask them to work in these tasks. So it's like, it's taken from some of the documentation.
Okay.
So we wanted to help, but he didn't really search for anything.
No, he decided to look at the little overview doc instead.
He's reading the table with that.
And we have it in sync.
Let's see.
So the attendees have internet access as well? I mean, could they go and do a search and find forum entries from the product team and other folks to answer this? Hopefully.
He did say events.
I really hate, I wish this was in with Visual Studio. I've heard that help is outside of Visual Studio now, and that's going to be a pain.
That's not true, right?
So in this case, is this the same documentation that's in the SDK for Beta 1?
Right.
Yes.
These are the Beta 1 bits.
Beta 1 bits. Okay. For the class that represents the data that gets exchanged? Okay.
Right, so with the feature we call local communication services. So I'm sure if you look up communications or local communication service, mm-hmm. anything in this documentation, you find that, you find it, but...
And then I've heard the term object connection services as
sure.
well,
yeah.
right? So we're currently referred to as local communication
yeah.
services,
yeah.
but the attribute is a little bit different, huh?
Yeah, but I mean just having a link
from here, yeah, to the contextual high-level information.
Call me data exchange.
Programming. Yeah, you can see I think he's just got, from what we heard him saying, he's got a completely different mental model about how to accomplish this task than the one that we've designed.
Mm-hmm.
He's not thinking, yeah. as you said, he's not thinking in those terms.
He wasn't
thinking
about activities, he's thinking about overriding the method and catching and things like
when
that.
He's thinking about passing
when
he's thinking about passing data from a host to the service,
right.
To the workflow, why would he think about handling events? It's like that just hasn't come into it at all. So it's unlikely he's going to look up an event sync activity.
Mm. Cool. Looks like we have another visitor here.
Oh, we found event sync.
Hey, Krishna. How's it going?
Good.
Cool. So what's your role?
Oh, that's interesting. I work on roles and security.
Roles and security. So another participant here, or another... Observer, I should say, too.
And he
so he found the event sync activity.
Cool.
It's the comical Microsoft.
What I would normally do at this point, if this was out on the internet, I'd go to Google and just Google this.
Maybe it's there.
Some kind of example to know what it would do.
Have you encouraged him?
You can do that.
Maybe on the community website.
Actually, my bet is that it pulls up Dennis's blog entry, because he did a blog entry on this just a few weeks ago.
It's true.
Yeah.
So this will be interesting.
It went to the forums, right?
Cool.
So windowsworkflow.net forums.
Creating a sequential workflow, listen activity.
Wow. Yeah, I never called it event sync activity. I called it event sync, thankfully.
Look at that.
So this is actually the online documentation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which should be the same docs, right?
Yeah.
This is level conceptual type of information. How to use the event sync.
I think this is actually part of the tutorial piece of the doc, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Problem is with this, I'm jumping in halfway through this tutorial with a whole load of stuff that needs to be at least been done before this makes sense.
Yep.
You know, it could be difficult to understand this outside of the context of anything else.
So, listen up. Activity approve, reject.
Nobody will say this.
Approve, reject.
Yeah.
I'm still looking at the code, getting an idea. I'm still a little bit lost. This example.
Sure, cool. Yeah.
Very concise. Use the event sync
for the NWF.
Event handler. With invoked event handler to perform additional logic within the workflow, makes sense. Following code shows implementation of those methods. Approved vote, approved event, reject event, parameters, results approved.
So I'm guessing that the you found the
right.
Went to this next
area
and you just didn't go to other links as well. You want to find it in this page.
It's got a lot of code in this page. It's attractive. There must be a snippet in here.
Well, what was interesting is actually this is the first result in the search that he clicked on.
Yep.
So
it was like the third result, but he went there and he's not looking at any other results.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
There we go.
Creating a state machine, regular context service, stable with this one.
This is going to the forums here, huh? Hopefully one that got answered and closed.
Yeah, I think I replied to this thread. This will be interesting. This is the thread that I'm thinking about.
This is a custom
image.
So Dennis, is this one you replied to?
Yeah, so if you went down to the bottom of that thread, you would have seen quite a bit more information that would help.
Groups.
But it's super useful to see how people even try to look for information.
I was at. So I'm still looking for an example. Google. Now, there are examples here on the computer itself. I guess I can go look at those.
I guess.
Here Mustafa behind me is saying, just do this, take that line. It's fine.
He created an event sync activity, and he's setting the properties on the event sync activity. He just needs to add it and make sure that the interface type is the same. So he's getting there, I think.
It's close.
Yes, Mustafa's been very vocal. He's like, come on, just do it.
program sync. Okay, I guess I got past that point. Submit loan at that point. Come in.
It's like there's a misspell on that name.
Step into that guy, and he gets a no reference again.
That's because it wasn't added.
No, it's object reference.
It just can't take him to the right place.
That's the Microsoft filter. While you said what you told me is technically correct, it doesn't tell me anything.
Well, the error message was actually technically correct, but it didn't really help him. So
it's just not detailed enough.
Yeah. It's not detailed which object need to be sent to an instance.
So would you say it's a base error message?
Yeah, it's a base error.
Needs to be derived from. Okay.
Need to set some properties.
We had a discussion yesterday over the non-reference exception. Why should?
I guess this guy, once I set him up, he did run. That he would have set up the sync correctly. That's his handler. There he goes. Unless I need to add this guy. Here comes the next question. Do I do add sync? Was that about thinking sync? Or event handler sync? See, I'm avoiding
all activities! That. Activities!
Hey, yeah, but see,
I think I gotta add.
You can see
handler.
What he's thinking, right? Like,
he's not thinking of it as an activity.
Yeah.
He doesn't understand. It hasn't been solidified in his mind that workflows are comprised of activities. Right? That's the underlying fundamental construct that we try to communicate, and it hasn't registered yet, which is natural, right?
He doesn't need to add
something. Let me see what he wants to add to what. So what is it that you're trying to do?
I haven't registered the sync to the workflow yet. I've created it, but I haven't done add parameters or add it to this workflow to basically let the workflow know that, hey, here's a name sync. I've created it, I've instantiated it, but I haven't added it to the workflow yet, and I'm trying to figure out how to add it to the workflow.
And in prior task, he added the productivity to the workflow.
And parameters to the collection,
And I was thinking that it would be, my thinking would be add sync or something.
But then it's not. I mean, the workflow is working, but in his mind, he's not thinking of the workflow as collection.
Event sync. Yeah. Used to handle communications.
Like, I guarantee if you gave him the hint, hey, don't forget that the workflow is a collection of activities, you get in 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Sequential workflow, that does not
or
be there.
What he did for the code activity.
But he won't remember that. Just like, then he'll just open the file to say, hey, remember that a workflow is a collection of activities.
Or maybe you want to add this activity to your workflow.
So if you remember that workflow is a bunch of activities, a collection of activities, and you created
activity
previous.
Yeah.
I think we've done this before and it's too
hard. Oh, this is an activity. Man, I'm just not thinking today. I'm sorry.
But make sure that we have that capture, that we have to give them that
shot.
Exactly from what you're saying.
That's right. Okay, let me think about this. I know.
Glaring.
But it's
not good. Yeah. Thinking add sync. I was thinking sync was a part of the sequential workflow, not as an activity, but as a part of the workflow itself. More of an is a than it is a has a. I mean, even though this is an is a relationship, I was just thinking that sequential workflow would already have syncing capability inside of it.
Is
that's
it
why
is a rather than has a?
I guess. Think that? No reason why. I don't know. All right, that probably fixed my problem. Let's continue on.
That's another thing participants usually blame themselves for things. So while we're back here saying, it's. Okay, some of the stuff in the API maybe isn't clear, or the documentation isn't clear. They will always say, "Oh, I'm just not thinking correctly," or "I should have known that."
Feel like it's their fault, and make assumptions. Yeah.
But we're actually getting good feedback from it.
Cool.
I was going to step into that guy. We did something right because he made it true.
Yeah.
Oh, I that's interesting. Well, at the time I called the submit one, I didn't actually call it, but when I got to the end there,
there's the same
and there I have it. I think I have some success here.
Yeah. All right.
Yabba dabba doo.
Essentially, we just tested four concepts, right? Like, three or four concepts. One is, does he understand the plumbing, that is the communications infrastructure? Two, does he understand how the workflow plays as part of that, right, in that communications?
Mm-hmm.
At a higher level, does he understand that activities are comprised of that workflow? So how does he add it in there? And now we're going to see if he can actually start using some of the more detailed nuances of that activity.
Do you think if you understand the third concept of, you know, workflows just a collection of activities, would just made it a lot easier and a lot faster for him to do this? He would have known, go to event sync activity.
I'd say 90% of the time that he spent doing this was all just trying to figure out how does he capture the data that comes in, like what is the construct that sits in the workflow that does that.
Yeah.
He didn't understand that it was an activity that did that.
Yeah.
Right, once he figured out that it was an activity, then how does he configure it? What are the kind of little bits that he has to flip?
And that's still an issue. Like, even though they understand that it's an activity, there is still the issue of what are the different properties I need to set and how do I use the activity. But, yeah, that was a big part of what he was.
So maybe coming back to the way we typically explain activities is that they're really for control flow of an application and then communications, right? Just reinforcing that. Use activities for communications as well might really help.